While Fred Allen is dyeing his carnation green for tomorrow, here's a Shepherd Cheese suggestion. We've told you about the quick, easy toasted cheese sandwiches of Shepherd Chevelle, C-H-E-V-E-L, Chevelle cheese food that you eat in the kitchen or around the radio. But when there's company for Sunday night supper and you want a fine party dish, just put slices of meat or chicken on bread in a shallow casserole. Pour in some condensed cream of mushroom soup and top with slices of Chevelle. Then heat in the oven until the Chevelle is melted and browned. We got this idea from a famous club where it's a specialty. And we think you voted your favorite home specialty. But it must be made with Chevelle for that rich, real cheese flavor. Millions of women know Chevelle, know its tops to melt, to spread, to slice. Now with Chevelle available everywhere, you can join the big swing to Chevelle. C-H-E-V-E-L, Chevelle. Remember, tomorrow, look for Chevelle. Get Chevelle in the bright red package. The makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea present the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guest, Miss Beatrice Lilly, Hoffa Hoffa, Minerva Pyers, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarcos, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and who else? Oh, yes, Kenny Delmar.
That you mentioned the antique show. What is that, Boston for antique? I was over at the antique show the other night. There was a little trouble at the door.
What happened?
Well, a man walked into the antique show and said, "What's new?" Well, they threw him out in no time at all. Threw me out with him. It took me for an old mummy in there. I was under wraps at the time. Two critics were wrapping me. I ran in there and told them. Tell me, did you see the show?
Oh, yes. Mama was going to buy an old sharing table, but she changed her mind.
Why?
Mama said, why should she buy a table just for old Sherry?
Oh, fine. Old Sherry would certainly never buy a table. So tell me, what was the big attraction at the antique show?
They had a bed George Washington didn't sleep in.
Didn't sleep in?
He had insomnia that night.
Good to know those things.
Did you see anything at the antique show?
Yes, I did. In the lunchroom there, I saw an absent-minded musician.
An absent-minded musician at the antique show?
Yes. He was playing his donut and dunking his pipe. So much for antique jokes, Department. What's new this week?
Governor Dewey has a simplified tax form.
A simplified tax form, you say?
Uh-huh. You only have to answer three questions.
And what are the three questions?
How much money did you make last year?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah.
And how soon can you get it down here?
I bet that'll work, too. But say, speaking of taxes and people who have nothing, did you hear Jack Benny's program tonight?
Yes. Jack had Bing Crosby, Dick Hayes, and Andy Russell.
What a night for music lovers. Miss Truman singing, I'm singing in a little while. Tell me, how do you like that, Benny? You know, he fired his old quartet, the Sportsman.
I feel sorry for the Sportsman.
Oh, I do, too. You know, I don't care what Benny did to the other three guys, but any man who would put a tenor out of work would hit his own mother. Speed it up. It's dragging. It's dragging. Put them all at me. Am I an authority on questions? Well, right now, I have four people waiting for me down in Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, recently, the Married Women's Association in England petitioned the House of Commons demanding that housewives receive weekly paychecks from their husbands. And so our question is, quote, do you think wives should receive weekly salaries?
Shall we go?
As the sap said to the maple tree, I think I shall start running. Sally Portland. Hey, I guess the senator has company. Look, there are two sets of footprints in the mint bed. Well, let's not.
Number, I say, somebody wham the wood.
Yes.
Claghorn's the name. Monstuart Claghorn, that is.
Monstuart Claghorn.
Folly vous francais, vous all.
Dennis.
Hey, I'm studying French, son. Où est le moire de ma grand-mère?
What is that?
Where's my grandmother's cod liver oil?
Well,
son, I speak French like an alicorn.
You do? Tell me, why are you studying French, Senator?
Well, France sent Marie Chevalier over here.
Yes.
This country's sending me over to France. It's a reciprocity. A swap, that is.
But you,
Yeah, I've been training to go to France, son.
Yes?
I've been drinking so much Napoleon brandy, I'm going around with my hands stuck in the front of my coat.
Tell me, what are you going to do in France, Senator?
I'm on a goodwill tour. I'll start the south of France,
yes.
And I'll stop off in Paris.
Actually,
I'll look in at the Folies Bergère.
To see what's going on?
See what's coming off. Too fast for you, son. I'm wasting my wit.
Yeah. What there is of it, you said. Well, tell me, Senator, about our question. Now, do you think the housewives should receive a weekly paycheck?
Well, that's been a vital question in the South for 200 years.
Really?
That's why when you drive along the country road in the South,
yes,
you see the wife out laboring in the field, picking cotton,
yes,
tossing tobacco, and sucking okra.
Yes.
Or back bent with drudgery and toss.
I see.
Then you see the husband sitting by the cabin.
Yes.
Chair tipped back. His hat pulled down to keep the sun out of his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Son, that husband ain't loafing.
No?
No, he knows his wife wants a weekly paycheck.
And as the husband sits there not working with his chair tipped back in the sun,
he's thinking it over.
Well, it kind of has a solution, all right. I wonder if Titus Moody is still up.
Howdy, bub.
You look mad tonight, Mr. Moody.
I've been seeing red all week.
Seeing red?
Yeah, my wife's got a picture of a skeleton on the melodeon.
Oh.
I've been seeing red all week.
Oh. Well, Mr. Well, Mr. Moody, you think... Well, Joe Skelton can't do anything on our program either. Do you think housewives should receive a weekly paycheck?
Some women ain't worth a toot on a parrot horn.
Well, how about your wife, Titus?
If you want to pin me down, go to it.
How are you handling this paycheck business?
Well, when we was first married, I owned the farm.
Yeah?
My wife wanted wages every week.
Yeah?
I says, you work for me and I'll pay you at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, I didn't have no money to pay her, so I give her the farm.
You gave her the farm?
Next year, I worked for her.
And at the end of the year?
She didn't have no money to pay me, so she gave me back the farm.
And?
She went back working for me.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's the way it's been going for 20 years.
She,
1 year she owns the farm and I'm working for her.
Yeah?
Next year I own the farm and she's working for me.
Well, you have some sister.
Something like communism. Nobody's got nothing, but everybody's working.
Mr. Moody, is your wife happy?
Well, I don't pry into her business nonsense. All I know is my wife ain't to be trusted with money.
No?
Now, every time she gets her hands on money, she causes me trouble.
How do you mean, Titus?
Well, first time I met her, she had $2.
And she caused you trouble?
Trouble? Everlasting trouble. She bought our marriage license.
Oh.
Well, she ain't to be trusted with money. So long, bub. So long.
Mr. Moody sure had his troubles, especially with that seeing red joke. Oh, well, let's try this next door.
Howdy, Doody.
Mrs. Nussbaum, you think housewives should get a weekly paycheck?
This was seeming to me, under the circumstances, to be all depending.
All depending on what?
Some wives outside jobs are taking.
I see.
George Washington's wife, Martha, is opening part-time a candy kitchen.
Say, other wives have outside jobs?
Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone's wife is working?
Effie Boone.
Oh, Effie Boone. What about your case, Mrs. Nussbaum? Are you getting a weekly paycheck?
It is a deadlock.
How do you mean?
To my husband, Pierre, I'm presenting an ultimatum.
An ultimatum? You wanted better working conditions in your home?
I am asking a week, it should be 5 days.
Yeah.
2 weeks vacation, they should be with pay.
Yeah.
My husband's relatives should drop dead.
Yes.
Also some incidentals I'm demanding.
Crispy toaster, huh?
This popping the toast for down.
Oh, tell me, what happened when Pierre got your demand?
He is refusing to negotiate.
And you?
I am refusing to call now.
Well, what was the outcome?
For 3 weeks, nobody in my house is living.
Your house is empty? Nobody's in your house?
I am outside picketing.
And your husband?
Pierre, a union man, cannot cross in the picket line.
This is Mr. Cassidy's house. Let's see what Mr. Cassidy is up to. Mr. Cassidy, how are you tonight?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I've just received a letter from Gotham Water.
What does it say?
How are things in Jackson Heights?
Well, you live. You look good tonight, eh, Jack?
Oh, why shouldn't they look good, me boy? I'm shaved and I'm shorn to be ready for the morn.
What is tomorrow?
What is tomorrow? You heathen infidel, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Are you going to be in the parade?
In the parade, Jesse. I'm leading the parade.
Really?
Wearing the emerald green silk hat, me fluent green shirt, me pea green sneakers, and carrying a gold harp 7 feet high, I'll be the Jinx Falkenberg of Third Avenue.
Can imagine.
Marching behind me will be Knocko Nolan's flute band. Oh, 700 flutes filling crippled men of Sligo bones.
Tell me, Mr. Cassidy, do you think the housewife should get a weekly paycheck?
I do. Mrs. Cassidy and I have a mutual understanding.
You give her a check?
It's a lump sum.
A lump sum?
Every Saturday night, you see, I come home with me week's pay tucked away safe in the tour machine.
I see.
When I open the door, my dear wife is standing there in the hall with Knuckles Akimbo.
Yeah?
I blow her a kiss, reeking of rain gold.
Yeah?
She breaks off a foot or two of banister and knocks me unconscious.
I see.
When I come to, me shoe is off and me money is gone.
You mean the lump sum?
Me wife's got the sum.
And?
I got the lump. Good night.
Popular singer was Tenor. Although the voice of the Silver Mask Tenor is no longer heard on the air, his son still carries on. We now present Bobby White, 9 years old, his song, My Wild Irish Rose.
Everybody's been waiting for since last December. Friday is the first day of spring. Yes, time to plan your flower garden. And here's the biggest flower seed bargain you ever heard of. You get 88 different kinds of flower seeds, including 12 new varieties, all America Award winners, all first quality seeds. If you could buy this exclusive collection in any store, it would cost approximately $1.55. But it's yours for only 25 cents in coin and the top of any Tenderleaf tea package. Send to Tenderleaf Tea, Box 4, New York City. You get fragrant flowers, including new petunias, assorted low-border flowers featuring ageratum, medium heights, including marigolds, background flowers starring early flowering cosmos, plus early American beauty asters, art-shaped calendula, giant French carnation, giant imperial larkspur, and a booklet full of garden tips. But don't miss out. Send one top of any Tenderleaf tea package and only 25 cents in coin. Address Tenderleaf Tea, Box 4, New York City. Ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea and send for your seeds now. Offer good in USA only. Thank you. That was Glock from Power Things in Glockamora. Played by Maestro Al Goodman and 25 men who are not mentioned in Koussevitzky's biography. Portland.
Yes?
Have you a little perfume I might borrow there?
I have some right here.
Oh, well.
It's called Breath of Gregory Peck.
Breath of Gregory Peck. No wonder he looked a little winded in the yearly.
But why are you putting on perfume? Is Marjorie Maine in town?
Marjorie Maine? Why, I'm calling on Miss Beatrice Lilly tonight. You know who Beatrice Lilly is.
She's the Judy Canova of the British Empire.
Oh, how right you are. I read that Miss Lilly is looking for a new musical comedy to take back with her to England. And I have an idea, Portland. I'll see you later. Ah, this must be Miss Lilly's suite. There's a sign on the door that says, Beatrice Lilly has switched to water because water is milder. I wonder if she's home.
Yes?
Is Miss Lily in?
I'm Beatrice Lily.
You remember me, Miss Lily. I'm Fred Allen.
I recall your face, but you have a strange aroma about you.
Yes.
The air seems to be fraught with rancid zephyr.
Well, that's a new perfume, Breath of Gregory Peck.
Breath of Gregory Peck?
Yes.
Gregory could do with a bit of sense, then.
But,
look here, why don't you try a dash of my sense?
What is your perfume called?
Afternoon with Arthur Treacher.
No, thanks. I read in the gossip column of Popular Mechanics, Miss Lilly, that you had just returned from California. Did you have a good time in Hollywood?
Oh, it was one mad whirl. Every afternoon, it was into the pool, then sea.
Yes.
Then it was down to the pool, and then sea.
Yes.
Up from the pool, and then sea.
Yes. Sounds wonderful.
Simply dripping.
What did you do? What did you do after dinner?
I just stayed in the pool. I dove down and wrote a few letters.
So, when you were out of the pool, you traveled with the fast British set in Hollywood.
Oh, yes. Eric Blanc.
Yes. Lassie is British?
Yes. Lassie strikes back. Yes. Her mother was an English setter.
How did you spend your time in Hollywood?
Well, when I wasn't in the pool, yes. I was croquetting, cricketing, and leapfrogging till all hours.
Why, it must have been gaiety at its peak.
The most exciting thing was our English trap shoot.
Really? What is an English trap shoot?
Well, everyone sits around a room.
Yes.
And the first one who opens his trap gets shot.
It sounds dangerous.
It is. At the last trap shoot, Reggie Gardner got winged.
Reggie was talking?
Yes, it was a mistake. He was only yawning.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, Dee, where did you live in Hollywood?
Well, I stayed with Ronnie and Benita.
Oh, the Colemans.
Yes, you know, they have a lovely place in Beverly Hills. Mid-Victorian stucco.
Really?
The garage has a belfry on it.
Really?
Yes, the weather vane is a live peacock.
Well, that's Hollywood. Tell me, how are Ronnie and Benita?
Well, they're a bit cramped for space. Every room is filled.
Filled?
You know, they've made several appearances on some radio program. So instead of money, they got paid off in tobacco.
They haven't been going on the contented hour. Their house guest would be Elsie by now. Tell me, did you do any radio in Hollywood?
Oh, yes, I went out with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
Oh, Paramount, Lum and Abner.
Well, I turned down another program. I couldn't get permission from the king.
Permission from the king? What program was that?
Queen for a Day.
Tell me, would you like to be Queen for a Day?
Frankly, I'd rather be Duchess of Windsor for 20 minutes.
Speaking of radio, Bee, remember when you were on my program last year?
Oh, yes, I still have some of those tea balls left.
Well, how about coming on again? Can you use any flower seeds?
No, Fred. I'm sailing for England in a few days.
Well, that's why I'm here. See, I read that you're looking for a new musical comedy to do in London.
That's right, Fred.
Be your search is over. You can do the play I told you about last year.
Play? I don't recall.
Oh, you remember Piccadilly?
Piccadilly? What's it about?
Well, as the curtain rises, you hear a fanfare. The scene is Piccadilly Circus. All London is in a festive mood. It's C. Aubrey Smith's birthday. As the show starts, the merry Londoners break into song.
Up Dilly!
In the land of Gillingham Town.
Where a cop, a bobby, something smart is nobby, and the subway is called the Underground.
Pick!
Up Dilly!
It's the heart of London and it's heaven.
Britannia rules each wave. Every man is brave, and every man is an effective devil.
It's the Isle of the Fat and Free Blue, the land that gave Winston the Boo. And when we sing...
Something wrong?
No, this music's from Oklahoma.
Oh, look, Dee.
Now, you can't steal the whole score from Oscar Hammerstein and Dick Rogers.
Dee, Oscar Hammerstein and Dick Rogers have 5 hit shows. All day long, they're bent over counting their money. They never look up. How will they know that one show is missing?
Fred, I can't star the black market play.
Well, the rest of the show is entirely different, Dee. Now, this next scene...
Well, what is it?
You are Daisy. You're a treacle girl in a pudding shop.
Treacle girl?
If a customer orders pudding and wants a little treacle on it...
Oh, I see. I don't serve with my treacle cruet and paw.
Yes. You are a young, innocent girl.
I see. I'm good. But I'm sticky.
Right. As this next scene opens, you are waiting for your bus. It's a typical London spring morning. And as a tribute to a spring day in London, you sing...
There are days that I feel I should chuck it. When the rain's coming down by the bucket, it's a nice place for skips. The sky drips and drips. I'm a hill in a puddle, a clear up to my hips. Oh, what an inclement morn. Oh, what a typical day. The street full of blossom and jessam. Everything's coming my way.
Oh, what a grisly morning. Oh, what a ghastly day. What a miserable day. That this is the way it will stay.
That was wonderful, Dee.
What's next, Fred?
Well, now comes the love interest. I'm your sweetheart, Herbert. We have a clandestine rendezvous at Kensington Garden. We're sitting on a park bench, and you speak.
Herbert, anxious, Evelyn?
Dorothy, I've got a question to pass.
Herbert!
But Dorothy!
Oh, you touched me, Anne.
But I have me mitten arms.
Herbert, don't be much concerned.
Certain doubt.
Don't phone my dinner for me. Don't snap my bicycle clip. Don't put salt on my fish and chips. People will say we're an animal.
Don't tug my tea bag string. Don't nibble my bloater fin. Don't touch my fraternity pin. The neighbors will say we're infatuated.
Don't juggle my snooker cue. Herbert, please don't get gay.
Darcy, I won't even look at you. Rogers and Hammer, live and let live. Now, the next scene is the big climax.
What happens?
Well, your father refuses to let us marry. As the scene opens, you are pleading with your father. You say...
I'll have an art paper. Evans wants to take me to America.
America? My little Daisy live among those savages?
the Chippewas, the Algonquins, the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I have a job waiting for me, sir, in Canada.
You see, Albert's renting an off. He's going with the Northwest Mountains.
But Canada, Daisy, it's too blasted cold. The temperature goes down to 10 beneath the cipher.
Freezing weather won't bother me now, sir.
You say you don't mind the cold?
Why don't you?
I shall tell you why I don't, sir.
For the cold, I don't give a noot, 'cause I'm wearing me new union suit. Yes, I'm wearing me new union with my hinge, quite a figure I'm a-cutting. Down the strand, you can all see me strutting. Fits me close and keeps me comfy, and there is no slack. The cloth pure wool and the buttons are brown. The seams sure hold it together. The arms roll up and the legs roll down in case there's a change in the weather. To lend lease, I give all the credit. They sent me a suit and I shall never forget it. In such a suit, there is nothing that any bloke can ever lack. It's my itchy little suit with the thingamabob on the back. Hey, Robbie, the final thing. Excuse me, there's someone at the door. Come in.
Oh, it's Fred Allen.
I'm Fred Allen.
Summons is for you.
Summons?
Be in court 1 week from tonight.
Yeah, there's summons.
Who's suing you, Fred?
Look, Rodgers and Hammerstein. This is ridiculous. They claim I stole this play Piccadilly from their show, Oklahoma. They're going to sue me, hey? Well, I'll show them.
Well, Fred, what are you going to do?
Hand me that phone. Hello? 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 Operator? Get me my lawyer, Senevesi Hershkowitz Kaufman Epstein. Lumbong Adelman,
the Hard Lawyer. It's NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.